RCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll from Hurricane Milton now stands at 16. Power outages, more than 2.5 million. ABC's Jacqueline Lee with more on those who made it out of the storm but were stunned by the destruction.
Milton triggering at least 38 reported tornadoes and the most tornado warnings in a single day ever for Florida.
Heavy amounts of wind, very, very, very gusty.
Christy Austin lives on the 8th floor of her apartment building.
It was horrifying. Sounded like waves hitting our windows.
Across from her apartment, Tropicana Field, home to the Tampa Bay Rays, the stadium roof shredded. It had just been filled with cots as a shelter for 10,000 emergency workers.
Rescue workers searching through the rubble of a collapsed building in Central Beirut. 22 people killed in an Israeli airstrike. One person was killed, a dozen trapped 1,000 feet below ground when the elevator on a tourist excursion into a gold mine malfunctioned in Colorado. This is ABC News. TD Bank has pled guilty to federal felonies, including conspiring to commit money laundering.
Federal prosecutors say Canada-based TD Bank, which also has U.S. locations, agreed to pay $3 billion in federal fines to settle charges that include conspiracy to commit money laundering. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department has also prosecuted 24 individuals for their involvement in money laundering schemes that moved over $670 million in illicit funds through TD Bank accounts.
Bank regulators also imposing a cap on TD Bank's ability to take on new U.S. deposits. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
More than 70 million Americans who receive Social Security benefits will be getting a 2.5% cost of living increase to their monthly checks, the lowest increase in 4 years. It amounts to roughly about $50 every month. Extreme heat continuing in the West. Phoenix hitting a record high for the last 17 consecutive days. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from BTSSS? You know, back to school sticker shock. Did you know that the Creative Outlet is full of gently used kids' clothes sold at resale prices? Yes, even the brands that your kids want to wear. Right now, we have 6 tag colors on sale to make room for all of the new clothes that are going to the sales floor on a daily basis. Save big money and send your kids back to school in style at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. VotersOfThese50States.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Calves were steady, with slaughter cows stronger at the past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $550, with the beef calves $785 and down. Dairy cows range from $83 up to $1.10, with beef cows up to $123. Big beef bulls up to $135. At our last Friday feeder sale, we saw the 450 to 550-pound Holstein steers sell from $225 to $250. Same weight Holstein bulls, $165 to $210. 1,000-pound Holstein steers, $150 to $165. The 300 to 500-pound beef calves range from $250 to $315. 600 to 800-pound beef steers, $230 to $285. Same weight heifers, $175 to $230. The cross-fed steers and heifers sold from $155 to $195, depending on quality. Our next feeder sale will be Friday, October 18th. Now would be a good time to get your cattle consigned for the October 18th. November 1st or November 15th feeder sales at Biola. Call Darren Colton or Jim at 627-1401 at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. During the reign of Napoleon, a soldier had twice committed a crime that was worthy of death. The day before the young man's execution, his mother went to Napoleon and begged him to have mercy and spare his son's life. Napoleon told her that because of the crimes that he had committed, the young man did not deserve mercy. The mother cried, "Sir, it would not be mercy if he deserved it, and mercy is all I ask for." Her reasoning and passion prevailed. Napoleon was moved to commute the sentence. The Word of God teaches us that vengeance belongs solely to the Lord. So when emotion pressures us to respond to injury or injustice by retaliating, we must choose to honor God by showing His attitude of love and forgiveness. Remember, one of the most powerful witnesses to genuine Christianity is a willingness to extend mercy and forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, today is the last really warm day of this recent stretch that we've had. A cold front will slide through the area later this afternoon, switching our winds to the northwest, and that'll start a little bit of a cooling trend here for the weekend. It'll turn more unsettled starting tomorrow as well. That front will be stalled just south of Wisconsin, and a touch of moisture running over the top of it, along with a weak upper-level disturbance, could spawn a few spotty showers in the afternoon. Right now, the better chance is north of us through central Wisconsin and also down toward the Illinois border, but at least that small chance here. On Sunday, low pressure will be swinging through northeast Wisconsin, bringing fairly steady rain to the northeast half of the state, just a chance of spotty showers here. We will see some gusty north-northwest winds build in late Sunday into Sunday night. So it will be rather chilly early next week as polar air moves through, but high pressure building in should bring us more sunshine gradually, and it should be pretty nice for most of next week, with a gradual warming trend as well. Here's that forecast for today. Partly cloudy, unusually warm for October. A bit breezy as well, with highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds 7 to 15, becoming west-northwest later. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 46. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy, much cooler. Slight chance of a light shower or sprinkle in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-60s, wind out of the east-northeast near 10. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool, with a slight chance of a shower. Low 40, high 59, turning breezy later in the day. As we head into Monday, partly sunny, breezy and chilly. Low at 36, with a high of 53. Tuesday, hard frost in the morning, partly cloudy to sunny and cool. Low 29, with a high of 55. Wednesday, hard frost again in the morning, otherwise lots of sunshine and turning pleasant. Low in the upper 20s, high 62. Thursday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 39 degrees at WRCO Radio. We're a little slow to warm up today. After yesterday's high of 74, a record high 84 in 1928, so we may come close to that today. The record low 17 in 1964. Last year's high was 64 and the low 31. Sunset will occur at 6:26 this evening. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 11 minutes after 7. The air is calm. The barometer is at 30.09. It's been stuck there this morning. No precipitation today, of course. We have clear skies, some sunshine, and 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable, and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Our football preview is coming up. We'll look back at last night's high school action as well in a moment from WRCO Friday Morning Sports.
Decorate for the harvest season with a visit to Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Now is an especially good time with reduced prices of 40% off on a variety of fall decor and Halloween items. Exclusions apply. Need a unique gift? Our outdoor wind spinners are now 50% off. There's still plenty of time to enjoy fall decorations, so stop by and make the most of these great fall specials and a dose of decorating enthusiasm, because every day is a perfect day to stop at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, 383 West 3rd Street, Richland Center. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center soccer team won 6-1 over Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca last night in a Southwest Conference match. The Hornets scored 3 goals in a span of just over 3 minutes in the first half, on the way to avenging a loss to the Blackhawks earlier in the season. Pietro Matucci scored the very first goal.
Hornets about 40 yards away from the goal. They'll take a long shot. It's in! Oh, long shot by Matucci! And the Hornets score the goal!
Just over a minute later, Ronaldo Hernandez hit the net using an assist from Garrison Weiss, who also assisted the third goal at 30-25 when Giovanni Cerna scored. The Hornets went up 4-0 just before halftime when Cerna scored again. Winning keeper Grayson Banker was stellar in the net for Richland Center. Coach Tom Stadler played many combinations of players in the second half. 2 more goals were scored by Pietro Matucci, scoring off an assist from Ronaldo Hernandez, who also passed to Mason Jelenic for the final goal of the night. The lone goal for the visiting Blackhawks came from Adrian Morales-Fiorte at the 66-minute mark. Following the 6-1 win, Richland Center will prepare for a game against Reedsburg Monday, while the Blackhawks will host Wisconsin Heights. In 8-player football last night, it was Highland getting the victory against DeSoto, 46-6. In volleyball, Weston fell to DeSoto in 3, 25-13, 25-19, 25-21. Shelby Newman and Lexi Rockweiler each had 5 kills. Valerie Bauer finished with 13 assists, and Vivian Spencer had 25 kills. The Eagles close out the regular season next week, hosting Wazika Steuben at home on Tuesday and traveling to North Crawford on Thursday. Elsewhere in volleyball last night, Darlington swept Riverdale. Royal was a 3-2 winner over Brookwood, and Winnewick Center defeated Royal 3-2. Bangor was a 3-1 winner against New Lisbon. It's the eighth week of the high school football season. Richland Center makes a trip to Dodgeville. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
Dodgeville has historically played us really hard and really tough. You know, and so that's been the narrative this week with the boys, is that we can't come in overconfident. You know, they've got some big playmakers. I know their season isn't probably as well going as well as what they would like, but they're not going to back down. I mean, they've looked at us as a potential win in the past, and sometimes it's gone their way. So we've just got to stay focused and play our type of ball game.
I asked the coach if these are like playoff games now for the Hornets.
We've had that conversation with our kids, you know, that if we want to chance to be even on the bubble, we've got to win out, you know. And so those kids knew exactly what was at stake last Friday, and so that's where it is so nice to have that win, you know. And so now we look at this week as another potential one, you know, and we got to focus on Dodgeville, you know, but we kind of have our eyes down the road too and looking at that Broadhead game. So if we could finish the season and be 4-5, you know, I mean, I think we're a team that, you know, has played teams really hard. I think the score differential, you know, through other contests throughout the season is kind of misleading, you know, and so we hope that whoever makes that decision in the WIAA will consider Center as a playoff team.
The Hornets at Dodgeville tonight can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. In Spring Green tonight, River Valley is hosting Platteville. I asked Coach Dan Makovic of River Valley about last week's loss to Richland Center.
Plenty of opportunities to win and plenty of opportunities to capitalize on mistakes and errors. And Richland Center, as I told you in the pregame stuff of last week, is they're always in the game and they're going to continually be there, and they never gave up and they made the plays that they needed to make, and we just fell a little short. It was a great game all the way through, and that's what we're taking away from, is like, hey, we have things to clean up, you know, but it was a good game and it's time to move on. We got to focus on winning the next two to try to make the playoffs.
Here is Dan Makovic talking about tonight's River Valley opponent.
Platteville is a spread team, so they're going to throw the ball as many times as they can. They have a really good quarterback and a solid wide receiver core. They were missing a couple of linemen for a few weeks, and so they have them back now. So we expect them to be pretty close to full force, and we're hoping to change up our defensive scheme a little bit because we haven't played too many spread teams. So we need to make sure that we're ready to stop the pass, but also have enough people in there to stop the run too, because if too many people are dedicated to the pass, game, Platteville will run the ball, and then you're in big trouble.
Lancaster at Broadhead Judah this evening, and New Glarus at Prairie du Chien. In the Scenic Bluffs Conference, New Lisbon at Bangor, Royal at Nisida, Cashton at Hillsboro. In the SWAL, Fenimore is at Belleville and Darlington at Cuba City. Tonight in the Six Rivers Conference, Riverdale is at Blackhawk Warren. I talked to Coach Lucas Phelps about the win over Boscobel.
I thought our guys were very assignment sound defensively. You know, when we lost against Peck, we struggled to get off the field. I thought this past week with the game plan and our guys' adjustments and how well they handled things, we did an excellent job getting off the field. There were times that we allowed them to kind of drive, but bend, don't break. We found a way to get a stop, you know. Then getting the ball on the 3-yard line, we found a way to force a field goal and then block that, and they get out of there with no points. So I thought defensively and offensively our kids really responded. I thought our leadership shone through, and I thought we were very, very disciplined in all phases of the game.
And also, looking at tonight's opponent, Coach Phelps had these words.
The thing this week that our focus is to compete. We got to find a way to win the play. You know, offensively, find positive yards in every play. We cannot take negative yards. Defensively, we got to be assignment sound. We got to rally at the point of attack, find ways to get turnovers. And that's one thing our defense has done a great job this year, is we are in the positive turnover margin on the year. We've done a great job taking care of the ball, and we've done a pretty good job taking the ball away. So against this team, we got to find ways to not hurt ourselves, and we got to be physical, and we got to get ready for them coming after us.
River Ridge plays at Waseca Seneca tonight, and Boscobel at Iowa Grant in the Six Rivers. Onalaska travels to Baraboo, Viroqua at Black River Falls, Luther at Westby, Monroe visits Evansville, Portage at Lakeside Lutheran, Wisconsin Dells takes on Mauston, Reedsburg is at Toma, Adams Friendship at Watoma. 8-player football, North Crawford is at Kickapoo Lafarge, Wisconsin Heights at Woniwalk Weston for Weston's homecoming game that kicks off at 7 o'clock, and Monticello at Belmont. Saturday, Brookwood plays at Ithaca. That's a 1:30 kickoff time during the Ithaca homecoming school fair day. And Potosi Cassville plays at Pecatonica Argyle tomorrow. That starts at 2 o'clock.
Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Spare Parts had an 1880. The Pin Pals an 1803. ILK 1639. Spare Parts a 652. Pin Pals a 649. The Spare Parts a 646. Cheryl McNerlin had the top series, 564. Pat Adams a 485. Judy Skelly a 459. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin's 204. Pat Adams a 195. Cheryl McNerlin a 189. And Judy Shireman had a 5-7 split pickup in the Coffee Clutch. And from All-Star Bowling, Pioneer Print Company had a 29-43. Lonesome Dove Tavern a 28-55. Morris Heating and Cooling, 28-54. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 10-51 high game. Also, Lonesome Dove Tavern was runner-up at 10-33, and Pioneer Print Company, 9-96. Top series, Chuck Pardoon, 148 over average with a 7-63. Chris Pardoon, a 7-28, and Chris Gerber, 130 over average with a 7-24. Jason Gerner with a 702, 102 over average. High game, Jason Gerner at 277, Chris Pardoon at 269, Chris Gerber a 265. Brandon Adams bowled a 623, 104 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. Well, this is something different. The Badgers are 2.5-point underdogs in Saturday's game at Rutgers. Wisconsin has never lost to the Scarlet Knights in 5 meetings. Running back Kyle Menage is one of the top ball carriers in the country. UW's defensive line rates 111th in tackles for a loss. Under head coach Greg Schiano, Rutgers is moving up in the college football world. In football last night, it was a wild one, won by San Francisco 36-24 over Seattle. Brock Purdy threw for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns in the game. In the baseball playoffs, Gerrit Cole held the Royals to a single run over 7 innings, sending the Yankees to a 3-1 victory that put them back to the American League Championship Series. Pinch hitter David Fry had a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 7th, then bunted home an insurance run to help the Guardians force a decisive Game 5 against the Detroit Tigers in their AL Division Series with a 5-4 victory. This week, the Brewer Brass wrapped up the season with a press conference. Here is Pat Murphy.
I didn't have to try too hard. I was very genuine, and I like when I can be that way. And I think it's a product of being with the organization for a lot of years, understanding a lot of how things go on, and then sitting watching and knowing that, like, maybe do this, or maybe this would be an opportunity for this. So I think from that standpoint, I learned a lot.
The comments of Pat Murphy, and then Matt Arnold spoke as well to the media, he among the Brewer top brass.
Yeah, it's uphill no matter what. And I think regardless of the format, it's going to be a challenge, you know. And so I don't know if I have a solution for the format itself, but, you know, I'm proud of the fact that we've been there 6 out of the last 7 years.
That's a look at sports. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000-square-foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
As a part of our 75th celebration, we're bringing back a vintage program, Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. This edition is sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. A while back, Harold Jenkins was a rock singer, and his career had reached rock bottom. The rock and roll songs he sang, many of which he had also composed, didn't quite connect with his young audiences. All of his recordings were failures. Seemed nothing had gone right. Month after dreary month, Harold and his rock group had toured the United States and Canada by car, performing wherever there were a few dollars to be made, trying out tunes and tossing many in the trash. Now the group was disbanded. Harold was back home in Helena, Arkansas, considering what to do with the rest of his life. And the phone rings. It's a disc jockey calling from Columbus, Ohio. Harold has a hit song. "This isn't a joke," Harold says over and over. You're sure? Harold doesn't have to ask the name of the song. He's released only one recording recently, a tune he's had high hopes for called "I'll Try." Well, what do you know? Harold has a song on the Columbus, Ohio charts. He's out the door before the telephone receiver hits the hook. Now he's in his two-tone 1957 Mercury, and he's on his way to Columbus. Behind the wheel, Harold talks to himself, sings to himself, smiles to himself. Well, it's about time, he's thinking. I finally made it. And the song that did it, "I'll Try," that was no accident. When he'd written it, Harold was aiming straight at mass appeal, incorporating all the elements of what was then popular. Good rhythm, mindless lyrics. And now that song was going to make Harold Jenkins a rock and roll superstar and a wealthy man. Now, Helena, Arkansas to Columbus, Ohio is a long haul, but Harold, high on the prospect of his long-awaited success, is driving straight through. And before he knows it, he's on the outskirts of Columbus, and he's frantically turning the knob on his car radio. If "I'll Try" is as big a smash as that disc jockey had made it sound, well, surely all the Columbus stations ought to be playing it. But then from one of those stations, Harold learned the truth. You see, "I'll Try" was not the tune that made the Columbus, Ohio charts back in 1958. When Harold got that long-distance call from the Columbus disc jockey, he'd assumed it was "I'll Try," but had he bothered to ask, he would have been told that the song Columbus discovered, why, it was the record's flip side. And that tune was not rock and roll. It was a country ballad, also written by Harold. And needless to say, beginning that day, Harold Jenkins sang only country and western. And the country ballad that made him a star, the flip side to a third-rate rock tune, oh yes, you do remember it. It's "Only Make-Believe." And you remember Harold Jenkins, too, by the name he chose from two towns on a road map. See right here, look, it's Twitty, Texas. And over here, look, Conway, Arkansas. That's right. Because Harold Jenkins, the rock and roll flop who turned to country by accident, he became country music legend, Conway Twitty. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwin. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Hi, I'm Joan Baldwin. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Baldwin. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'll look at some brand new releases, and we'll have some updates on you on how you can win and also lead toward the number one country song in the land just before 9 this morning. We begin with a new one today from Bryce Leatherwood. It's called Hung Up on You.
No more pounding, just keep your arms around me. Stay
now feeling. Look at you, looking at me. That little smile, say we should give it one more shot. Have a limb for me. Can I hear the dog? Never hurt anyone. Still buzzed on us. Your touch. Let's just keep the shades down. Keep the day out. My head can't take no more pounding. Just keep your arms around me. Stay here till the haze clears. You got what'll get me through this. Hungover, hung up on you.
Today, fresh from the country, brand new stuff coming your way, courtesy of Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. That was Bryce Leatherwood here on the radio, and a new one up next here from Chauncey Williams.
Thought she was gonna leave me face down in broken hearts, hell. Kick me to the curb on lonely heaven. She thought she'd turn this cowboy's neon blue. Thought she could do better, but who's better off now? Didn't think I'd ever get over her, but look how the tables have turned. Well, I'm good with goodbye, as long as it comes with a bottle of salt and lime. With the sun still shining, it'll be a good day. Cause moving on goes better with a little Jose. Adios, see you later. Bet you thought that I was gonna chase her. I'm gonna sit here sipping silver till I'm good as gold. Singing adios.
Chauncey Williams, WRCO Radio, and adios. Our trivia question of the day is coming up in just a little bit here.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Baldwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Baldwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we can buy more things. We've been led to believe that corporations are the job creators and that they drive the economy. We have been told that corporations won't expand and create jobs if they are not given large tax cuts as incentive. It's not true. The economy is not driven by the supply of goods. It is driven by our demand for goods. A living wage, affordable child care, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut corporate taxes, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cut for corporations. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
The win in trivia today will net you a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
All right, the trivia question of the day can win you a great prize, some cookies. You deserve them from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. The average mother spends 153 hours a year doing this for their kids. What would it be? The average mother spends 153 hours a year doing this for their kids. 608-647-4155. That's the contest line. This song, moving up quickly for Jason Aldean.
Hey, whiskey drink. I know it's been a while.
Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I point straight and strong. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out. Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
We have found our winner. Hey, congratulations to Lisa Emilia, who is the winner of trivia today. We had lots of guesses. The average mother spends 153 hours a year doing this for their kids. Well, we had, I think the most popular answer was laundry, but not right. No. Getting them up in the morning. I know that takes a little effort. Not right. No, sorry. Somebody guessed wiping noses and behinds. Well, yeah, I'm guessing that takes a while too. But not as long, according to the survey, as chauffeuring their children or driving them around, driving them to events. That is the answer today. And when you think about it, the all of those things that we mentioned take a little time, but probably not as much time as taking them here or there, especially if you have to wait for them to get done. The hours will go by. If they're involved, which we want them to be involved, that's a very important thing. But it does come with a little sacrifice as a parent as well. So we salute those hardworking parents and the average mother who spends 153 hours driving their kids around. Lisa wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, some delicious cookies.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week.
7 minutes before nine from WRCO Radio. It is 48 degrees as we head toward 82, which could be near a record breaker today. Fresh from the country, some brand new stuff coming your way. We have John Party up next with Friday Night Heartbreaker.
Fresh from the country on WRCL, that brings us to the most played songs across the land this week. At number 5, Justin Moore, This Is My Dirt. Number 4, Kane Brown and Marshmello, Miles on It. Jelly Roll is at number 3 with I Am Not Okay. Post Malone, Pour Me a Drink, featuring Blake Shelton at number 2. And the number 1 tune, it's been hanging around this year a little while. This is Luke Bryan and Love You, Miss You, Mean It.
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.